it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, you could do that, or you could just put your device on and listen to the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned occasionally, but today is not one of those occasions. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but it's all about radio on the go in today's day and age, and the way you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you have a device, if you have a laptop, if you have a PC, which obviously you do, if you have a watch or an iPhone or an Android or even a tablet, and you're moving around as we go through the dog days of summer and we're trying to get to the beach or get to the park, or maybe unfortunately your vacation time's run out and you're getting back to work and you're allowed to tune in for a couple minutes as you work your job and you're at your desk and you know the boss is nice enough to let you put on a little music or a little sports talk or whatever the circumstances are. Well, guess what? It's all about those devices and the way that you can do things. So with that being said, you know, it's a beautiful thing, and it's you can get us and you can listen to us, and is all kinds of fun as far as being able to just get your favorite things. You get us live. You go to any of the sites, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart. Click Listen Live. There we are. You go to our award-winning website. Click Listen Live. There we are. You can also archive things. You can get the various different interviews, something we've done recently, or something that, you know, maybe you heard before and you're like, wow, you know, that person's no longer in the sports eye anymore, but I'd like to hear their point of view anyway. Bam. It's available there for you to check it out. Most important to us, of course, is the American Forces Radio Network. And with that being said, if you're protecting us overseas, on these shores, no matter where you are, if you're in a uniform and you're protecting us and guaranteeing our freedoms, well, guess what? We're very proud and happy to be a part of it. We're going to step aside right now, come back, set the table for you on this two-hour extravaganza known as the Spano and Black Attack. We'll be right back.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
There's so many jokes there. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe will be back tomorrow off vacation, a well-deserved rest. We got to hang out a little bit last week. Had a little lunch. We're going to play golf, but the heat has been so oppressive up here in the Northeast. And for those of you live in Arizona and places like that, you're probably scoffing. But when you're in the mid-90s and the humidity is approaching 100%, it's about as bad as it can get. And it was just not a doable situation. Not if we were both planning on coming back and actually doing this show at one point in time. But we are here to do it today. And we've got a huge Monday edition for you. And we'll be talking Olympics right off the bat because it's obviously the sports story that's dominating everywhere. We've got a guest, or actually a couple of guests, Lindsay Davis, the former Miss Ohio, 2011, to talk about sudden cardiac arrest and her doctor as well. And we will get into that at 12 after hour two. But in between, it'll be mostly Olympics. We'll talk some NFL as well, any baseball stories that are relevant. And well, we'll have a good time with it all the way around, and we want your participation too at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can make a phone call. Somebody will pick it up, I promise. And but, of course, the Olympics in complete full swing. Track and field is with us. Swimming events wrapping up. A bizarre story coming out of Rio as some of our swimmers were robbed at gunpoint in Rio by people posing as cops, and it was amazing how easy that was able to happen in Rio. And, you know, fortunately, their efforts have been good so far, but the vulnerability of some of these people. And it's sad when you can't step out of the Olympic Village without worrying about being robbed. But with that being said, they fortunately were okay. And but we'll talk about that a little bit as well. And, you know, again, of course, the story, Michael Phelps and his ability to just dominate. It's absolutely incredible. Finishes up his career. He has said it will be his last race. Wins gold going out the door. And just outstanding stuff. Golf is finished. Tennis is finished. And pretty cool. Simone Biles wins, and that was really cool. Henrik Stenson wins. That was really cool. They need to have Olympics back, as far as golf back in the Olympics. It was certainly worthwhile, and yeah, really good stuff. I want to get into it. Team USA a little bit shaky again. They win by 3 points over France, and that's a France without Tony Parker. You know, it's they get challenged now. I mean, there's no question about it. They get challenged. Andy Murray repeats in tennis. Matt Kuchar takes the bronze in golf. And as I said, Usain Bolt, 3 straight Olympic golds, and he does it easily yet again. Absolutely incredible. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you caught up on the medals. Let's have a little bit of fun with that. And we'll go forward. USA with 69 medals thus far, 26 gold, 21 silver, 22 bronze, for a total of 69. Great Britain now. And I talked about their program and a renaissance of that program. They did incredibly well in cycling. They did really well in track and they're starting to do well in track and field events, excuse me. Andy Murray repeating with the gold. And their program now is really one of the world's elite, whereas it had fallen on hard times for a long time. They're second in the gold medal count with 15, tied with China, 38 overall. China with 45 overall and 15. Russians with 30 and 9. Germans with 17 and 8. France, very strong and respectable showing, 22 and 7. And Italy with 21 overall and 7. Japan, 26 and 7. So cool stuff. And the athletes really seem to be enjoying themselves. And you know something? Ultimately, that's what it's all about. You know, the doping nonsense aside, and there's been plenty of criticism as far as that goes, swimmers going after each other and all that kind of stuff. But the athletes themselves are really enjoying the experience, as well they should. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be about. And all the stuff that we were talking about going into Rio, and unfortunately it was created by the people who are running the Olympics, had to headline. Because it's, you know, it's an old saying in news, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, nobody was bleeding, but the possibility of disaster at these Rio Olympics was there. And you've seen the individual stuff. You've seen the green pool. You've seen the debris in the water. You've seen athletes getting sick who have been involved in the rowing sports and anything that's been involved in going into the river, as it were. And they're dealing with stomach issues and eye issues and things along those lines. And you know, they're going to have to deal with that for a while when they get done with the Olympics. But I'm sure if you ask them whether or not the price was worth paying to compete and in cases to win medals, that they would say, yeah, it's been worth it so far. When I'm seeing the stuff with the violence, that's pretty scary. Because God forbid one of these athletes gets killed. You know, credit to Ryan Lochte. He kind of blew it off. And he said, yeah, whatever, you know. But I'm sure when a gun is pointed to your head, that's not the thought that's running through your mind. But they handled it pretty well. You know, the judo athlete who got robbed, that kind of got shoved under the rug, as it were, because they didn't want to talk about that. But when a high-profile American athlete / athletes are involved in that, they're not so quick to get away with it, or get away from it, I should say, as far as the media goes. And I think I'll start there, just as far as let's get that out of the way, and then we'll start talking about some performance. I was back and forth on where I wanted to go with this. But here's the thing. You know, you get a gun to the head. It was Lochte and three other swimmers. And they were in a taxi. The Olympians got stopped by the individuals who were posing as police officers. And naturally, the taxi stops. Cops pull you over, you stop. Unless he was in on it, but there hasn't been any inference that happened. But he said, you know, Lochte described it. He said they pulled out their guns. They told all of us to get down on the ground. And the other guys got down on the ground. I refused. And he, at that point, thought they were cops. He said, look, we didn't do anything wrong. I'm not getting down on the ground. And the guy with the gun cocked the gun. And then Lochte realized what was going on. And he put his hands up. Took the money, took the wallet, left the cell phone, and left the credentials. And then went on their way. You know, you hate to see the story, but fortunately they came out of it okay. But it reemphasizes the point. And again, if you're going, your competition's over. Swimming's done. You want to enjoy the experience. I don't know if they're staying in the village for the rest, because most of the Olympians stay and then they march out with their team. But some of them, they have other obligations after the Olympics, and they're, you know, they get on their way, or they decide that they don't want to stay. They're not comfortable living in the village. They're usually, you know, comfortable living in more extravagant circumstances. Well, they just want to stay around and hook up with other athletes, which is, you know, a lot of the fun of the Olympics, too, for a lot of these guys and girls. But with that being said, they survived it. But the bigger question is, how come they couldn't go out and just enjoy themselves? And that's where we'll pick it up right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is Spanner and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush, doll, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
That report coming live from Rio. Yeah, or maybe not. But welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, again, before we dive into results from over the weekend, first week takeaways, you know, look, it unfortunately, no matter where you are in the world, you're in danger these days. And it doesn't, this is no knock on Rio as far as, making them different than, say, Paris or London or wherever, because of the fact that with all the terrorism going on and all the violence in the world that's going on, unfortunately, you take your life into your hands when you travel anywhere at this point in time. But when the Olympics are structured and you're given the responsibility of creating Olympic Games that are safe, competitive, and first-rate as far as their facilities and various different things go, well, you know, guess what? You need to make that happen. And we've talked about the issues leading up to Rio and the fact that facilities weren't done and the dormitories weren't finished in the Olympic Village. The basketball players are staying on a yacht and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, these guys, and you know, you look at the contrasts. You know, Ryan Lochte has said he would like to continue competing, but the reality is he's 32 years old. Maybe he can't. He won a single medal, a gold in a 4x200 relay, and he's got 12 medals in his career. It's a distinguished and honored career. He wants to go out and have a little fun with his teammates. And they get in a taxi, and they get pulled over by alleged police. Taxi driver obeys the law. You know, the swimmers were obeying what was going on, except Lochte, because I guess he kind of smelled that something was not right. And, you know, guy put a gun to his head and said, get down or I'll blow your head off. And they took the money and the wallets and everything, and they split. And, okay, you know, it's an aberration in that aspect, but, you know, the reality is the judo guy got robbed. There's been other things that have happened at these Olympics that are the responsibility of the city, the federal government, and the IOC to make sure that they don't happen. Because I can guarantee you that that story got around the Olympic Village very quickly. And people who would like to maybe experience the culture and get out and, you know, samba and go crazy a little bit with the people on the beach and have some fun and show off their medals and go play, because they're young athletes who certainly should be doing that at this point in their life. They're probably hesitant to do it because of what happened to Ryan Lochte and the judo dude. And it's just, you know, it's not a great environment. And I would like to say I hope the IOC learned their lesson out of this. Because, look, 2020 is going to be in Tokyo. The Winter Olympics are so significantly smaller that most of this stuff doesn't come into play. But the Summer Olympics need a venue and so many facilities that are beyond the scope of most nations to put together without putting themselves in a severe financial risk, that they need to come up with a better way to go about doing this. And unfortunately, the corruption and the money trail that leads with the IOC, it keeps it from happening. And like I said, I would like to think that they learned their lesson this time around. But the chances are pretty good that they haven't. And unless somebody calls them out on it, because, you know, again, we often talk about this, and whether it's the IOC or you know, the Poulon weed eater bowl, it's the people in the funny blazers, and a lot of times it's pay for play, and you can always follow the money trail and find out where the corruption is and where the cash goes, and, you know, doesn't really get covered all that much. You know, you saw it happen with soccer, but it's the rarest of the rare occasions that that kind of stuff gets called out. And they'll have their one big scandal every once in a while, and the rest of it gets swept under the rug, and business goes on as usual. And cash is exchanged. And they don't do the right thing. And the athletes are not, you know, blame-free as well, because, you know, we could get into a doping scandal, but I don't feel like doing that today. But all the doping that goes on and you know, being able to get a competitive edge, there's plenty of blame to go around in these circumstances. But we've seen too often what happens to these countries and these cities after the Olympics leave. And, you know, they wonder why there's civil unrest within their population. Well, this is why. because they stand around and they look at these facilities and they go, great, you know, you dropped $1 billion plus into hosting these Olympics, billions and billions of dollars. And meanwhile, you know, my kid can't get rice-a-roni and clean water. And they get ticked about it. And it's understandable. Again, I'll always point to Greece. Once those facilities were in place, they should have made it the permanent home of the Summer Olympics. Period. Case closed. The facilities could have been maintained. You wouldn't have been doing a reconstruct job every 4 years somewhere. All it would have been was maintenance after it was built. And then when the facilities themselves became outdated, yeah, okay, so you build a new facility here and there every now and then. But it didn't fit the narrative. Certainly didn't fit the narrative for American television, and that's what makes the world go round. You know, that's the other aspect of it, too, that we didn't get into when I was talking to John Frankel last week and when Joe and I talk about it. In an ideal world, yeah, we'd drop it down in Greece. But with the time zones and everything else and how much stuff would have to be on tape delay, you know, and it makes it difficult. If you find a North American site, then it's Anglo-centric and the rest of the world would criticize it. So, you know, it's they're never going to do it. They're never going to do it. I mean, I guess in theory you could have a rotating series of sites. Take like four cities, you know, have London, have LA, have Rio, and have Greece, or Tokyo and Greece, or wherever. You know, don't forget, and you know, dragging the Winter Olympics into this for a second, don't forget that as the Winter Olympics were going to Sochi a couple of years ago, their facilities weren't ready. They were putting plywood down on floors as well. And they last-minuted everything that was coming in because Russia doesn't have any money. So, you know, I don't want to get into that for the whole first hour, but it's, you know, you see these stories and they're annoying as hell. And I understand it's the average. Well, Bob, you know, 99% of it has been successful. Well, not really. When you're talking robberies at gunpoint, when you're talking athletes that are afraid to participate because of the fact that the health conditions aren't good, you know, let's not forget about that, the people that withdrew from the games. You're talking about green diving pools. How bizarre was that over the weekend? If you were watching the diving, how strange was that as you were checking out divers going into the pool that, and you know, it was funny, I was out Saturday night and I'm watching in this restaurant. They had screens up all over the place, you know, and most of them were turned into the Olympics. And I thought it was like bad television at first because there were different shades of water. And then the TV that was most close to me was a brand new shiny big screen monstrosity. And everything was perfect. You know, they were showing the athletes' faces and the skin tones and everything else. The pool was green. Not the dark, dark green that it was when they had to shut it down and they were treating it with chlorine. But it was green nonetheless. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week, but I'm thinking to myself, for crying out loud, you know, you can't get the guy that you hired to do the job correctly, to put the right amount of bleeping chlorine into the diving pool. He's got one job. You know, you hire people for the Olympics. A lot of them are temporary workers. But, you know, you see them, what's going on, and it's, you know, look, it's not glamorous work, it's not high-paying work, but you are working at the Olympics, and you're picking up the programs they get left behind, and you wipe the seats down, and you know, you swab the floors, and you sweep the floors. Look, this guy, you got to put chlorine in the pool. Here's the bucket of chlorine. Here's the trap. Here's where you put the chlorine in. Okay. All right. How many scoops? I don't know. 9? No, we went over this before. 6? Yeah. Okay. Six. Now, are they heaping? No. Are they level? Yeah. Okay, good. Seems like you got it. I'll be back tomorrow to check on you. Come back the next day. It looks like it's St. Patrick's Day. I mean, you can't make it up. And it's not fair to the athletes. Crying out loud, the least, you know, you're diving for your country. The last thing you're thinking about, they're going to dive into a pool that they can't keep the pH balance right because some idiot doesn't know how to do their job. Or they use cut-rate chlorine, or he wasn't supervised properly. Oh, man. You can't make it up. Hey, all right, I swear to you, I'll get off the soapbox. We'll talk about the actual events on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydrotain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let's get two things that are going on as far as competitive athletics go. Simone Biles continuing to dominate. She's having just a terrific Olympics. And if you're going to take away anything out of the first week, it was certainly swimming and gymnastics for the Americans, although there was plenty of love to go around. And Katie Ledecky Michael Phelps leading the charge, and that was all well and good. But in gymnastics, the American women dominating, and now they're into the individuals. And she took a gold medal in the vault by a significant margin over Maria Paseka. And she's earned 3 gold medals thus far, with a couple more to go. And we'll see whether it plays out. Multiple world champion on the beam and on the floor. And pretty cool. She got first in the all-around. And just, you know, she's got the possibility to win 2 more. And the team has been dominant. They have represented well. And it's fun to watch. These girls are incredible. You know, the final 5, as they like to talk about themselves. You know, the only fly in the ointment, as it were, was the treatment of Gabby Douglas. And I mean, look, if anybody thinks that she intentionally was not being respectful while the national anthem was being played, you need to get your freaking heads examined. You know, they criticized her about her hair. They criticized her that she didn't have a grinning ear-to-ear look on her face. They criticized the fact she didn't put her hand over her heart. Do you seriously think this girl meant to do any of that? For crying out loud, this wasn't John Carlos and Tommy Smith throwing up back black-gloved hands in 68. This was a little girl that just won the Olympics. A young woman. We've interviewed her before. She's a sweetheart. She's been nothing but exuberant. She's going to leave these Olympics with a sour taste in her mouth because some morons hiding behind the anonymity of Twitter decided to take her to task. Did she screw up by not putting her hand over her heart? Yeah, she did. And from that aspect of it, she should have known better. But seriously, they reduced this girl to tears after she left the press area. Give me a break. And, you know, they talk about bullying. Kids that get bullied in high school and kids that get bullied in elementary school. This was bullying. This was social media bullying on this poor kid who deserved better. And they steamrolled her. And some of it was racial. And some of it was gender-based. Most of it was just stupidity-based. Give me a break. Honest to God, give me a break. You know? And it took a toll on her. You know, she was on the bars in her individual competition. She had qualified 3rd. She finished 7th. Unbelievable. I hope we get her back on. I really do. You know, Darren, if you're hearing this, because you got the connection with the Rio people, get her on. You know, I don't know that Joe and I talking to her is going to make a difference, but quite honestly, just the freaking stupidity of people is amazing. And again, when you can hide behind social media, you know, the picture may be up there, but there's nothing to know, and there's not going to be any consequences as far as that aspect of it goes. Nobody pays the price when you're doing something via social media. What a joke. What a world. Usain Bolt. Yeah. He is so much fun to watch. And of course, they always have to question him afterwards. He about the PEDs. He's never tested positive. Never. And, you know, think about it. All the Russians that were banned or most of them, I should say, to be fair. A few of them were off of current drug tests, but the great majority of them came off samples that had been stored until testing became more sophisticated. Well, Usain Bolt has competed now. He's won 3 straight gold medals. So he fell into that category too. And I'm sure when they were going through the testing process that his were tested just right along with everybody else's. And see, to me, this is reporters not doing their job. And I thought he handled it very well when he was asked the question. And I have to admit, I forget which NBC guy was doing it. But, you know, if you're going to sit there and you're going to be a talking head, do your homework. You know, put one and one together and come up with two. They're testing everybody. And they store samples on everybody. So if you have played dirty, it's going to come out. There's no hiding it anymore. Now, you know, if he did something currently and they test him and it pops out, well, you know, then all right. But it's not the case, at least not thus far. And he was slow out of the blocks. But he beat Gatlin 981 to 989 on Andre DeGrassi, who is really a terrific sprinter, with 991. And the funny thing is, because you got to love Usain, he goes, well, I didn't go fast. But I'm so happy I won. I told you guys I was going to win it. And Gatlin, look, Gatlin is a great, 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 great sprinter. He is. But he ain't Usain Bolt. And that's literally what it comes down to. You know, he's got Olympic medals. He will continue to have his Olympic medals. It'll drive him nuts for the rest of his life that he was never able to beat Usain Bolt on the Olympic stage. He's beaten him before, but not on the Olympic stage. What? You know, it's just how it is. Bolt's the second oldest champion at 29 years of age. He's also the second oldest 100-meter champion in Olympic history, Linford Christie from Great Britain, who was 32 years of age. That was actually a major upset at the time. You know, the thing about Bolt, and it's funny to watch and to listen to his interviews, because we often talk about major league pitchers being methodical on how they go about their jobs. And the fact that it's a process when you really learn how to pitch. You know, and they talk about sometimes you have to get to a pitcher early because they start out slowly, and you know, and they talk about, and then all of a sudden they're surgical in their approach and they start dissecting the game and they're able to take apart lineups. And, you know, and you really admire the craft of that. Well, in under 10 seconds, he has a craft, Usain Bolt. And that's where I really enjoy the brilliance of the way he goes about his job. And, you know, I look at it, you know, how do you dissect sprinting? Well, they often talk about the start. And obviously, you got to get out of blocks quickly. He rarely does. All the other sprinters get out of it quickly. He rarely does. He is so unique in so many ways. And he tries to control races. And when you think about the time span involved, under 10 seconds, it's, to me, it is amazing how he puts this puzzle together. You know, first of all, he's 6'5", which is why people have been talking about him playing professional football. Usain, don't do it. But he's 6'5", and he's almost always slow getting out of the blocks. And that's where the other sprinters think they can get him, is out of the block. You know, I'll start fast, and then I'll just hold him off. And it rarely works out that way. I mean, look, he's not undefeated in his sprinting career, but, you know, as it were, on the big stage, he almost always wins. But at his size, he's got to get his speed up to the level that he can run. And it takes a couple of seconds. But for him, the race moves in slow motion. And you know, he describes it that way. You know, he was talking in his interview after, he goes, I said to myself, take your time and chip away. And that's in under 10 seconds. So take your time basically means for 2 seconds while he unfolds himself, he doesn't panic. He's got that mindset that at his size, and once he generates the speed that he can get to, he usually takes the race over at about the midway point. And once he's in full stride, they can't catch him. You know, they just can't get there. And these races, as we've talked about many times, they're decided by hundredths of seconds. But in his case, you're almost looking at half-second victories, which is incredible. There's nobody in his peripheral vision, usually, when he hits the tape. No, I don't even use tape anymore. You know, this. But, and that's the dominance of this guy in the sports. But like I said, to me, and we've talked to other sprinters, it's almost, you know, unanimous. And popping out with that start and then going as fast as we can to the tape. And this guy is brilliant. He's a genius when it comes to this because of his approach. He recognizes that he's the most unique athlete to ever run in this competition. He is. And the approach that he has is surgical. In an under 10-second race, he actually breaks it down and is able to dissect it to the point where he approaches it in a way that no other sprinter has ever done. It's absolutely amazing. You know, we talked about best evers. And in instances like this, I don't always go off of the times because training is different, nutrition is different, times are different, the shoes are different, the tracks are different. You know, everything is different. The coaching is different. But in the case of Usain Bolt, he is the best sprinter ever. Ever. And it's all between the ears. Physical ability, yes, but between the ears. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side and finish up hour one. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and we're talking Usain Bolt as well we should. And like I said, In joy of everything that goes on in the Olympics, I have to say I enjoy watching that man run more than anything else that I observe. As great as Michael Phelps is, as great as Katie Ledecky was, as great as the girls were and everything else, and it, you know, I'm not an American-centric kind of guy. I love my country as much as anybody else. But watching Usain Bolt go about his business is just one of the most fun things to watch. And it's brilliant. And Gatlin, on the other hand, you know, unfortunately, it and it's weird with all the questioning of Bolt and whether or not he performs cleanly or not. Gatlin is the one that's tested positive twice. You know, he gets a silver to go with his 2004 gold and his 2012 bronze. But, and at 34, he's the oldest guy to ever win a medal in a non-relay sprint. But, you know, Bolt was running around celebrating with the other athletes and going to the crowd and taking selfies and all that kind of good stuff. And Gatlin had the American flag wrapped around him, and he was walking around the track by himself. And the Brazilian crowd booed him because it looked like he was doing the me thing, which, you know, he said he wasn't, that he respected his other athletes and competitors. And he was hurt by the reaction of the audience because they booed him coming into the stadium, going into the blocks, and they booed him going out. Part of it's the doping. Part of it is the rivalry that, you know, Gatlin just can't seem to accept the fact that Bolt is the better sprinter. He just is. It's something he's going to have to deal with the rest of his life. You know, advice to you, Mr. Gatlin, celebrate what you've done. It's worthy of celebration. Well, we're going to celebrate getting out of hour one and bringing you into hour two. We'll have a lot more fun and frivolity here on the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
You could have covered what he was saying, or you could try and take an aside and take the Clinton narrative and play it out, and you chose to do that instead. I mean, there's plenty of news to cover this week, but I haven't seen covered.
Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort
talking about stories that the media missed, like low housing numbers, bad economic numbers, and Hillary Clinton's emails. Things are getting back to normal after erroneous reports of shots fired at Kennedy Airport last night. The NYPD and Port Authority evacuated hundreds of terrified passengers. This is one of them from Terminal 1.
I was in Terminal 1 waiting for my flight, just sitting down. And then all of a sudden, everybody started running in this direction, and we heard some shootings. We had to lie down. Everybody was lying down. We were all scared.
Terminals 1 and 8, both affected at about 9:30 last night. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Officials say all six people on board killed in a plane crash in Alabama yesterday.
The small plane reportedly had engine trouble, and it crashed into some trees trying to approach the airport. A state representative in Mississippi, where the plane was headed, said the victims include three married couples. He said they were on their way back from a dental convention in Florida. A local mayor in Alabama says emergency workers were hoping the plane would make it.
Tuscaloosa Fire Department had their airport fire trucks on standby, hoping that the plane was going to land, but it fell short and fell in this park that is run by Park and Recreation of Tuscaloosa County.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Mark Durbin from First Energy is happy to report power is back in Cleveland.
So it was just one of those situations that anytime you're dealing with potentially severe summer weather, we just got caught up in it, and our crews are doing the best they can to try to get things cleaned up.
USA Radio News.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Chesterfield, Virginia authorities are investigating a possible meth lab. Frank Hammond reports.
Chesterfield detectives issued warrants around 4:30 p.m. yesterday for a home in the 2800 block of Gainford Circle. A hazmat was called in after an odor was found coming from the garage. Lieutenant Jason Stocks with the Chesterfield County Police says it's our belief that several items that are used in the production of methamphetamines were in the home. Police say there was never any danger to neighboring homes. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
San Diego has a new shuttle designed to transport people around downtown. Ben Verdugo is the project manager.
It's basically an on-demand circulator system operating downtown San Diego 7 days a week. Comes with an app similar to an Uber, but it's free.
They call him Fred. Free ride everywhere downtown, and it could expand into other parts of California. A judge approved the state's bond conditions against 20-year-old Michael Ferrucci, who was charged with rape last month.
He may not be or no contact with any minor children, regardless or irrespective of the relationship that the defendant has to those children. If children are in the home where you're living, you must leave. Do you understand that? Or they must leave, one or the other.
Authorities say Ferrucci raped a 3-year-old boy in a bathroom at the First Baptist Church of Greater Cleveland. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For more news, www.usaradio.com.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music. And not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
I never got that. I never got the itch between his fingers reference. They always used to do that in the movies. I could never figure out what exactly that meant. I mean, we all itch between. I'm doing it right now. I'm scratching between my fingers. I don't get why that makes you want to pull the trigger and perpetrate violence on somebody. I don't know. Maybe it just makes your finger jerk. Well, I don't know. Figure it out. I'll reference that. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We've got a big hour, too, for you here on The Attack. We'll be joined by the former Miss Ohio. I guess you're never a former Miss Ohio. You're a Miss Ohio, unless you lose the title for some reason. Lindsay Davis and Dr. Thomas Callahan. And they'll be talking to us about sudden cardiac arrest and the dangers thereof. It's truly a threat for athletes, and we talk about athletes on this show. And, you know, it's something they need to be aware of, and we'll get to all that in hour two, literally right on the other side after the commercial break. And then we'll continue with Rio, various other stories coming to you from the Olympic Games. And then we'll get into some National Football League, as well as finally all teams have played exhibition games. And we'll talk about that a little bit, and then maybe some baseball as well, time permitting. But the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY. 7529 is toll-free telephone number of The Attack, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA, if Twitter is more your thing and you like to do it in characters and text. Happy to have you there as well. And, you know, most important for us, however, is the guys and gals who are overseas protecting us, and even if you're in this country doing that kind of a job on the American Forces Radio Network, and the fact that we like to give you a little taste of home because we know it can be lonely out there. And no matter where you are in uni and you're doing the job for us, believe me, we're very happy and proud to be a part of giving you that little taste of home. We'll be back right after this short timeout with our interviewees. It'll be fun, I promise you. Bye-bye.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone's got a hold as we are joined by Lindsay Davis and Dr. Thomas Callahan to talk about sudden cardiac arrest, a very relevant disease and diagnosis that a lot of athletes face, and they join us this morning on the Attack. Good morning, guys. Nice to have you with us. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Callahan, I want to start with you, and the sponsor of the tour is Boston Scientific, but talk about their involvement and your involvement involving sudden cardiac arrest.
Sure. I'm a heart rhythm specialist, and so a large part of what I do is seeing patients that are at risk or worried they might be at risk for sudden cardiac arrest. And so I talk to patients, every day about these issues. And then for the people that are at risk, I implant defibrillators to try and protect them.
Okay. And Lindsay, you are a Miss Ohio. You're never a former Miss Ohio. You're always a Miss Ohio. And a model, and obviously you lead an active lifestyle. Talk about how you got involved in this project.
When I was in high school, I was dancing 7 days a week. I was starting to get these episodes of fainting, having a racing heart, or just extreme fatigue, and I would look around in my dance classes, and no one else was experiencing what I was, and my dance teachers thought I was dehydrated, that I didn't eat enough, that it was too hot, or that I just wasn't conditioned well enough, so they would push me even harder. And it wasn't even until after a dance class I collapsed at home and was taken to the emergency room where I was diagnosed with a heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy that puts me at an increased risk for sudden cardiac arrest.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and when I hear stories like that, and I don't think it's anybody's fault, but I think lack of education and ignorance towards what could potentially be a life-threatening health situation sometimes is put in the hands of people who are just uneducated. You talked about your dance teacher. It's not their fault, but they're just not aware of it. Fortunately for you, you survived. But you also got proactive after that. You got involved with something called Lindsay's Law, and this has really become a passion and a cause for you, hasn't it?
I did, yes. It's literally close to my heart. Lindsay's Law is an awareness bill. It educates coaches and teachers on the signs and symptoms of an underlying heart condition. And if they see one of their students or athletes experiencing any of these symptoms, they pull them and have them go get checked out further to make sure that they're safe to play.
Now, I'll ask you this before we go back to Dr. Callahan. Was it something, did you think that your dance teacher was right? And it was just something, hey, I'm not working hard enough or I'm dehydrated. Was that your first thought, or did you think that something was legitimately wrong?
I didn't know that something like that could happen to a seemingly healthy athlete. Like, this happens, it's the number one killer of student athletes. And you look at kids like that, and they look like the healthiest kids possible. So you would never expect that something like that could happen. So I was trusting that my dance teachers, they knew what they were talking about. At school, I remember in gym class running the track, and my gym teacher was yelling at me, telling me to pick up the pace, and I was just so out of breath. But he had no idea that I could die at any minute from this heart condition that I was concealing. So that's why I think that awareness and education is so important of our coaches.
And Dr. Callahan, from the clinical aspect of it, what percentage of the athletes are at risk for this kind of trauma?
That's a good question. It's really kind of a hard number to define. Most sources agree on somewhere around 1 in 300,000 is the number, but there are some sources that will place it, you know, much higher, maybe as high as 1 in 30,000. So it's a difficult number to really define. But you know, and it can be a bit like finding a needle in a haystack, trying to find the individuals that are at risk.
So when you talk about that, though, and you know, you said the number could vary. Doing what I do for a living, and we look at the headlines, and you know, every once in a while, you'll just see one of those headlines: so and so high school athlete dies at a practice, or you know, sometimes it's a higher profile person. If it's such a difficult number to pin down, how is it going to end up being, or how can you make it a controllable situation through education, and what kind of equipment can be used? Because a lot of times these athletic programs, they operate on smaller budgets. How do they deal with that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think, you know, one of the biggest keys is awareness and education. You know, the work that Lindsay's been doing, trying to make the right people aware of what to look out for. You know, oftentimes the only sign that a person is having a sudden cardiac arrest is that they've collapsed. And some people might be mistaken, you know, they might just say, oh, gosh, you know, he passed out. Or, you know, and they might not be aware that this person is actually dying. So I think education and awareness are important, and getting individuals trained and the equipment available for them to perform CPR and defibrillate. And then from a medical standpoint, from my profession standpoint, you know, doing what we can to find those patients that are at high risk and then treating them with implantable defibrillators.
Lindsay, to take it back to you, this is not just lip service on your part. You're involved with the British Medical Journal. You're involved, you know, you've been honored as, you know, a point of light by former President George H.W. Bush. I mean, you've really gotten yourself involved. How did you go about getting yourself educated after it happened to you?
Honestly, I'm someone that goes online and learns as much as possible and talks to as many experts as I possibly can. Boston Scientific actually has a wonderful website, SICD.com, that has a lot of information about sudden cardiac arrest, and I highly recommend that for getting educated. Besides that, there's different legislations, like the Lindsay's Law, that I think is very important that we can implement in all 50 states, but there's also a CPR legislation that's been passed in 34 states, and they're trying to mandate CPR training in all high schools as a graduation requirement.
Lindsay, one last one before we let you guys go. I want to keep you on schedule. Since this has happened to you, I mean, like I said, you're a very active young woman, and how has this altered your life?
Well, my doctor implanted the Emblem subcutaneous implantable defibrillator that's made by Boston Scientific, who I'm partnering with. And it's a device that's continuously monitoring my heart for abnormal heart rhythms. And if it were to detect that, it would send an electrical impulse to my heart, ultimately saving my life. And I feel like I have constant protection, a little mini emergency room in my chest at all times. So I feel safe to live a completely normal life and do the things that I love.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes against the web. Again, the website is SICD.com. Guys, I want to keep you on schedule. Thanks so much for the information. Appreciate it. And if you ever want to come back and talk about it a little more, please feel welcome.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Lindsay Davis and Dr. Thomas Callahan here to talk about it. It's we see those stories. Like I said, you'll pop up on the website in the morning, and all of a sudden there's some story about sudden cardiac arrest, and it's absolutely amazing. And it happens a lot. It's just, you know, again, it's a difficult number to pin down. You know, he said could be one in 30,000, could be one in 300,000. You know, statistically, when you talk about these kids, they go to bed, they don't wake up. They're on the field, they collapse and die. You know, sometimes it's just a high school kid, sometimes it's a high-profile athlete. But, you know, when you're pushing out to the elite level, and in the case of Lindsay Davis, a dancer, he's just dancing. You know, the old Steve Miller line, you keep on dancing, you never grow old. Well, you had sudden cardiac arrest, you don't grow old. So something to keep an eye on. We'll pick it up on the other side. Get back to the sports ledger as well. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
The late, great Nick Charles bringing us back. Man, I miss Nick. He was terrific. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, you know, I mean, you see these stories all the time, and it's frightening. And I'm sure it had to frighten the hell out of her and her parents. I mean, good Lord. Here are your normal kid, dancing away, just enjoying your day. And you collapse at home. And again, it's just, and I wanted to, you know, get that out there as far as her and her coach. And, you know, it's not. Look, coaches are coaches. They're going to push you hard. They want you to be the best you can be, no matter what the endeavor is. But again, there's a level of ignorance, and it's not intentional malice towards anybody. It's just, unfortunately, some people just are not educated, and you have to recognize warning signs in those kind of circumstances. And if your kid that you're coaching, no matter what it is, whether it's a sporting event or dancing or whatever the circumstances are, you have to make sure that, you know, they're well taken care of as far as their health goes. And, you know, it recognize and make it a legitimate thing that if a kid says to you, you know, I'm not feeling right, respect it and listen to it. And make sure that you're not pushing them over the edge. Because, look, none of them are doing it intentionally. It doesn't work that way. But, you know, again, these coaches are trained to push as hard as they can. And if you're going to do that, recognize that if your athlete says to you, hey, I'm not feeling it today, I don't feel good, whatever, say, you know, respect it. Because look, what it comes down to ultimately is if they don't have the drive, let's just say they're jaking it. But let's, you know, for the sake of discussion, if they don't have the drive and they're just looking to get out of practicing hard, or, you know, they want to go play Pokemon Go or whatever the circumstances are, they're going to do it anyway. They're going to find a way not to excel. And that's often the difference between the elite athlete and just the very good athlete. The very good athlete who has the skill but doesn't have the inner drive to make it work. But an elite athlete will get past that barrier and push themselves to the limit. Well, as a coach, I think they also have to recognize that if that athlete who has consistently responded to how hard you have pushed them, and put in the hours in the weight room, or put in the hours practicing the dance move, or, you know, stayed in the gym and did the gymnastics routine on the floor, or whatever the circumstances were. If they say they're off that day, respect it. Respect it. Tell them to go to the doctor. Tell them to go get it checked out. I'm not feeling right. I'm lightheaded. I'm dizzy. You know, it's 95 in the gym, and it's humidity, and, you know, just push through it. No, don't do that. We should be far enough along now that you understand that. I hate seeing these stories of young people that just, you know, don't wake up or whatever the circumstances are. And I'll tell you the other aspect of it too. And I've been around a lot of really good coaches. I've been around some bad coaches. And it's in any other profession. I'm not knocking coaches. It's the same thing with teachers. It's the same thing with directors in film and play. It's the same thing in people who manage restaurants or whatever the career is. There's people that should be doing that job and people that shouldn't be doing that job. And a lot of times, many of the people who are put in those positions until they're caught or you know, found out as far as their lack of ability, they're usually the bad ones. are either frustrated athletes themselves or frustrated actors themselves or frustrated whatevers themselves who decided to take up the other aspect of it as a profession. And they are not particularly good at it. It's a very small percentage, but it exists. Most people who are teaching anything to anybody are very dedicated to their crafts and bust their hump to get it done. But, you know, with all that being said, there are bad ones. And, you know, you've heard the legendary horror stories of some of these coaches, that, you know, we'll get it athlete-centric, who just don't understand that sometimes athletes just aren't well or they're not responding well. And now that more and more science is being brought into it, you know, they need to be aware of it. And it is tough. You know, having defibrillators on site is expensive. Most places have it now, but, you know, you got to have them. And you got to have somebody around that knows how to use it. So, all right, soapbox. Back to Usain Bolt. Cool. You know, last time he ran 100 was June 30th. And he pulled out of the Jamaican National Championships with a left hammy. Started doing rehab right away. And, oh, by the way, if the fact he pulled out of their qualifiers, their national championships, it didn't make a damn bit of difference. Jamaican Olympic Committee was going to put him on that team no matter what, as well they should have. You know. He's got two more races to go. And he can sign off. And he insisted he's going to at age 30. Turns 30 the day of the closing ceremonies and has said his Olympic days are over. I hope with hindsight, and this is just the selfish aspect of me. I hope he decides not to. I hope he decides to go to Tokyo and get it done. I really do. You know, it's the crowd loves him. They really do. They just love them. You know, and like I said, maybe I'll end up getting proved wrong on this. But there's a lot of people and out in Twitterverse because he was obviously trending. He can't be clean. Their drug testing program is non-existent in Jamaica. There's, you know, they don't have much money. How can these guys succeed as much as they have, and how can they excel, you know, both the women's program and the men's program? Well, you know, look, it maybe he turns up dirty at some point in time. But like I said, one of the aspects which people are missing in all this is that these samples have been stored now for multiple Olympics. And as the testing becomes more and more sophisticated, whether you're testing in your own country is one thing, and how sophisticated it is one thing. But honestly, it'll catch up to them at some point in time. Only Usain Bolt knows if he's clean or not. I just think he's, every once in a while, when it comes to athletics, you get a freak. He's a freak. He's one of those guys. He's a freak. You know? He turned to Degrassi, the kid out of Canada, and said, "You're the future. You're the next great one." And from everything that I've read and, you know, understood involving Usain Bolt, he certainly seems to be a class act. And there's always great U.S. sprinters. You know, always great U.S. sprinters. But this has been the decade of dominance for Usain Bolt. And that's not going to change. And again, as far as Gatlin goes, you know, it's just, he can't outrun his past. It's literally what it comes down to. He can't outrun his past. You know, we talked about, you know, the multiple things he had, you know, ran a 9.8 in the Olympic trials, and he was tired and physical, and well, he lost. You know, the turnaround between the semifinals and the finals was an hour and 25 minutes, and he ran in the last semifinal heat. And they all criticized the scheduling, which is completely understandable. But, you know, it's the way it is. And there's really nothing else that, you know, you can say about it. I mean, he did what he did. He's the best ever. And from an athletic perspective, and that's the thing, you know, I love to talk about stuff like this just because of the fact that you don't appreciate a lot of times until they're gone what you have. People appreciate Usain Bolt. And that's the aspect of this that I truly love. A lot of times, you don't, when the best is in front of you, you don't warm to them for whatever reason. The world just loves Usain Bolt. You know, like I said, there's going to be people that are always questioning it. I get that, but in reality, people just love this guy, and he's worldwide. I was trying to think who could be better known in the world as an athlete than him. And I was hard pressed to come up with a name. He, you know, don't forget, here in the United States, track and field doesn't have anywhere near the popularity that it does in other countries. You know, there are soccer players who fall into that category. That's why they go by one name. You know, the Ronaldos of the world and guys like that. And I guess they're better known. But Usain Bolt is known worldwide, and he's beloved worldwide. We'll pick it up right there and get on to more Olympics on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydrotain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Ah, shut up. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 is the toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, again, at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. And more Olympics for you. Like I said, men's basketball team wins by 3 back-to-back 3-point victories. They need to be careful. They're going to get bumped if they're not careful. Klay Thompson had a monster game and pulled them over the top. But one of the big races yesterday was the 400-meter. And for those of you who don't remember Michael Johnson was just dominant, the 400 and the 800. And he had held a world record for a long time, 43.18. And, you know, he set that in 1999 to give you a narrative on how long it's been. Well, Wade Van Niekerk from South Africa blew the field away. He was in lane 8. So even in his qualifying, he was sitting on an outside lane, which is very difficult to win from because you never know where your competitors are. But he ran it in 43.03. And he's the first person to ever win a world or an Olympic 400 meter from there. His coach is his grandma, which is terrific. Americans took bronze. But I'll tell you, you know, every once in a while, one of those records that have been standing for a long, long time will fall. Michael Johnson's, that was worth noting just because of the fact that, you know, it had stood for so long. But, you know, again, you know, things coming up. And, you know, some events to watch, continuing track and field. And, you know, you look at what's gone on thus far, stars so far, Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky, like I said, Kuchar. Getting a bronze, that's pretty cool. You know, you've got coming up today, you got some more beach volleyball, which has been really good. American girls are doing good. The men are doing pretty good, too. They're into the quarters now. It's a win and go home. And, you know, you've got, I'm trying to get the names here, Phil Dahlhauser and Nicholas Lucena. So, They go into the quarters against the Brazilians, who are going to be dealing with hometown advantage there, Bruno Schmidt, Allison Cerritti. And track and field, you got the 800, which is going to be really cool. Women's 400-meter final, Allison Felix trying to get her first gold medal. And she got gold in the 200 in London, and she's a terrific athlete, just absolutely amazing. Boxing's on the card today. And again, you know, it's funny, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, that boxing just is so back burner. It's on NBC Universal and a live stream at NBC Olympics. That's it. They don't even focus on it, which is just astounding to me. But, you know, there's not much you can do. Gymnastics, again, this one will be tape delayed tonight because they want everybody to see it in prime time. And they'll be talking about that as well. This is balance beam finals. And Simone will be going for another gold medal. So, you know, plenty to watch. And hopefully you're enjoying it. Like I said, for all the flaws, all the warts, and everything else, it's still worthwhile television as far as it goes. And I promised you some football, but actually, I'll throw a little baseball at you because I missed this headline this morning. I was actually in bed relatively early yesterday. I wasn't feeling great. And Giancarlo Stanton out looks like for the rest of the season. He hasn't been hitting for average, obviously, but he has been hitting for power with 25 homers and 70 RBIs. They won 5-4, but the groin injury that he has via Joe Fusario looks like he's gone for the year. And he's just, you know, starting with getting hit in the head, it's been a rough period of time for him. He's been injured and just he's the best pure slugger in the game, with all due respect to Bryce Harper. When Stanton gets up there, it's you stop to watch him. And the shots that he hits, it's, you know, it's amazing to watch. And he literally, pitchers fear him, chicks dig him, managers have a crush on him. No kidding. But Don Mattingly now is faced with a monumental task. And getting this team to the finish line is going to be pretty damn tough. Ichiro Suzuki is going to go in as the everyday right fielder. He's going to be out there with Yelich and Ozuna. And everything changes. You know, he is the power threat in their lineup. Justin Bour, who's also hurt right now. I got two players in double digits, you know, Ozuna and Yelich. After that, it's Martin Prado. He's got 7. Yeah. Lots of singles. Lots of singles. Hunt and Peck. You know? I mean, they've spaced him. Obviously, a big part of it was making sure that he was around to get 3,000 hits. But he's got to go into right field now and start. And he's going to run it. He's going to run the table. He'll pretty much start every game the rest of the year, barring injury. But he's 42 years old, you know. As we're fond of saying, Father Time is undefeated. You know, I mean, there's a couple of guys out there, the Jeff Francoeurs and the Ryan Rayburns, and, you know, it's, yeah, okay. There's been smoke about maybe getting A-Rod on the roster, and, you know, we had that discussion the other day. If you're Alex Rodriguez, you said you're calling it quits, call it quits. It's okay. Honestly, it's okay. But, you know, with all that being said, there's not much out there. Maybe Carlos Gomez. Nobody signed him yet. But there's real concern about his hips and the fact that a lot of people think he can't play anymore. But I would guess in these kind of circumstances, with you losing your best player, period, case closed, he ain't coming back, maybe that's the direction you go. And just hope that he can give you enough between now and the end of the year to get it done. Really difficult. Really difficult for Don Mattingly. And, you know, Miami's been hanging around all year. It's Washington's division, and it's probably going to end up being that way. They're 8.5 back. But, you know, when you look at the wild card race, they're out of it right now. They're behind the Dodgers and they're behind St. Louis, but they're only a game behind, half a game actually, behind St. Louis. A couple games in front of the Mets, a couple games in front of Pittsburgh, and 5.5 games in front of Colorado. So, I mean, you know, it's still there for them, but what a devastating blow. And it's funny, in a situation where they finally tried to do the right thing in Miami and sign pitchers, or trade for pitchers, I should say, and try to stay competitive going down the stretch and actually spent a little money. Yeah, they did it on the budget plan, but they tried. And their pitchers came up bum that they moved for. And, you know, now this. So, tough. Really tough. Yeah, what are you going to do? A little bit of NFL. as well. Like I said, teams finally getting to it. Primary game. And again, you know, you look at results, you see the final score. Some Momo the other day was talking to me about, Giants lost. I was like, what did you watch? Did you watch the starters or did you watch the UPS drivers? Well, yeah, but they lost the game. Yeah, all right. You can't talk to somebody like that. But, you know, 49ers and the Texans get their game on. And Chip Kelly's offense looked pretty good. 302 yards in the first half. A 13-7 lead. They weren't putting the ball in the end zone. You know, they fumbled, which was part of the problem. And Blaine Gabbert didn't look legendary by any means. Cap didn't play. But they moved the ball. And they pretty much did anything they want. And it's, you know, it was mostly starters in the first half. And the Texans didn't. You know, Osweiler's got to get used to that system. And he was 4-7 for 24 yards. Lots of checkdowns. And, you know, there was speculation that Bill O'Brien told Osweiler not to take any risks, which it's preseason, you know. Who cares? But he was everything, and I mean everything, was dink and dunk. Dink and dunk, dink and dunk, dink and dunk. I don't think he threw more than two or three balls more than 10 yards in the air. You know. Carlos Hyde, protect the football, man. You know, you got to realize something. 2 years ago, Chip Kelly's offense led the NFL in rushing his first year. You know, but protect the football. Now, look, he's had 221 career touches in his career, only lost two fumbles. So, okay. But he certainly had the slippery hands. And, you know, in Chip Kelly's offense, you can't do that. But the one thing that you worry about, if you're watching it and you're a 49er fan, you push the ball up and down, up and down, up and down. The turnovers killed you. Can't turn the ball over. And you didn't put the ball in the end zone when given the opportunity. So we'll keep an eye on it, see how it plays out. I still think the Niners are an ant team. But, you know, with Chip's ability to create offense, they could end up sneaking up on a few teams this year as well. And, you know, Braxton Miller hit the field in this game as well for the Texans. And, you know, Will Fuller's the first-round pick. But Tom Savage got him a few times in the third quarter. He had four catches for 34 yards, and he did a beautiful stretch out. And it was it truly was an awesome catch. I mean, the guy's green as a blade of grass. But, you know, his ability to make plays, that could be something to keep an eye on, because if he develops like they think he's going to, and again, we talked about it last year during the collegiate season, smart, smart, smart to switch positions and get some game time under your belt as a wide receiver. Because it made him valuable enough to have a team pick him to go into the National Football League. It's going to be cool. We'll finish it up right there. A little more NFL before we head out the door. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'd like to thank Lindsay Davis and Dr. Thomas Callahan for coming on board. Sudden cardiac arrest, it's a serious thing. Go check it out. And we appreciate their couple of minutes. In the National Football League, like I said, one of the things that we always focus upon here in the attack is the ability to stay healthy. And they ain't the easiest thing. Jared Goff, sore left shoulder. Fortunately, he throws with the right one. But, you know, they're going to be careful with that. And Keenum's probably going to end up starting a year for them anyway. But, you know, they got him in and he got hit and he got hurt. Carson Wentz, fracture in his ribs. It's a hairline fracture, but he got hurt. He's another one. Got popped. Welcome to the big boy pants. Malcolm Mitchell from the Patriots, dislocated left elbow. That doesn't help them. Looked pretty nasty. And he was having a pretty good game. I.K. Amekpali. Yes, our buddy who likes to punch out Geno Smith. Well, he's going to miss the season. And he's a guy that was working with the first team. Rex loves this guy. And I don't know, I guess maybe a little justice in some way, but torn ACL in his right knee. And Benny Fowler from the Denver Broncos, another right elbow fracture. How odd that you have a two elbow things in the same weekend. But he's gone, but Kubiak said he's probably going to miss a few weeks. As they said in parentheses here on the website, evidently elbow fractures heal quickly. I'm sure at a certain point in time they can just kind of wrap him up and get him back out there. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. And one of the Fat Alberts of the running back crew, Eddie Lacy, thinks that he's going to be more explosive this season. So if you see him coming at you towards the buffet, recognize that he has additional speed this year, and he could beat you to the cream puffs at the dessert bar. Well, that's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time. Not always the easiest of tasks since the buttons move around here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hope you have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.